If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's be crystal clear what this was. This was a public burning of Jews and their supporters on American soil. We use the phrase terror attack. That can mean a lot of things. We need to be crystal clear and specific as to ultimately what happened. And of course, this comes right after the execution of those two Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. How do we stop this escalation of terror now before it becomes something bigger?
Look, the violent left is here. It's every week now. And it's coming right out of our colleges. That is why Trump is right to expend so much political capital. And Marco Rubio as well, our Secretary of State, canceling these visas. This is where this is coming from. This is Rebecca Heinrichs. She's with the Hudson Institute.
Incitement. It's anti-Semitic, genocidal incitement. And so I think these college campuses cannot continue to normalize it. Jewish students must feel safe in this country to walk. Non-Jewish students, I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe it's every Christian's responsibility to be very doggedly defensive of our Jewish neighbors, to make sure that this does not continue to grow. Because this is the kind of thing, anti-Semitism grows across societies if it is not stigmatized and stopped. And so I really think it's a duty of all of us to do that, in addition to the national security things our government can do, like make sure that those who hate this country are not allowed to be in this country, and those who are here need to be deported if they're here illegally.
Yeah, and look, this was the Biden administration. This guy comes in on a visa, overstays it, so he's an illegal immigrant, is rewarded with a work permit. That was the Biden administration. And folks, look, I dug up a lot of these over the weekend from Joe Biden. Because Jake Tapper, by the way, we're going to talk about this coming up. Fake Tapper is out there claiming that the Democrats did not mean to open the border. It was just Joe Biden was confused. No, we're going to debunk that one. How do we end up with an anti-Semitic terrorist like this guy in the country who thinks it'll be a cool idea to create his own flamethrower with which to set Jewish grandmas and children, yes, there were children in the group, on fire? How did that happen? Let's remember what Joe said.
By the way, nobody, and some of you are going to get mad at me with this, but nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days until we get through the point that we find out the only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country.
Yeah, lastly, so, yeah, I mean, you know, you've got jihadist sympathies, you've overstayed your visa, and yeah, have you committed a felony yet? No, okay, torched any Jews yet? No, okay, cool, then you can stay. It'll be fine. Folks, I gotta wonder, have the Democrats, is any word if the Democrats are en route to Boulder yet to fight against his deportation? And all they've got is, don't speak of it. Do not speak of it. Here's Andrew McCabe, former assistant director of the FBI, Democrat, saying, no, we shall not speak. He was screaming anti-Jewish, anti-Israel epithets, free Palestine, end Zionist, pretty clear, but not to the former FBI director who wants FBI-ing.
That's what the FBI does. We don't step in and take over and draw conclusions 5 minutes after the attack about what happened. We reach out to the local authorities, we provide people, and we offer assistance in any way that we can. The Bureau is there to help the first responders.
So we are burning Jewish children alive in Boulder. That's what we're doing. Guy's name was Mohammed Solomon, illegal immigrant, of course, came in 2022 during the Biden regime, overstayed his visa, was rewarded for it because he is a future potential Democrat voter, ergo laws don't apply to him. Egyptian national, pro-jihadist views, very prominent on the social media, in the U.S. illegally as a visa overstay. He's rewarded with a work permit. Even that expired. So again, Joe Biden's legacy, burnt children. Just this week, it'll be something next week. The anti-Semitism, folks, in this country is out of control. It is. And you know what part of the drive, what drives it? And Fox News was guilty of this last week, too. This lie about the Israelis gunning down 31 people in Gaza didn't happen. Even the aid organization that we pay to drop off this food said, no, we were there. I mean, we're on the street. It did not happen. It didn't matter. Mainstream media reported it. Fox News reported it. Why? Because the terrorists said it happened. They've got to stop doing this. The government of Gaza is Hamas. Hamas is a U.S. designated terror organization. They happen to be elected by the people of Gaza. After the Israelis gifted them Gaza, said, here, take the land, have it. They're still so fueled with rage and violence, they elected a terror group and attacked Israel in payback for giving them the land. That terror group is who produces these death stats and these silly stories. And then the media here acts like Hamas is a legitimate government instead of a U.S. designated terror org, and they report whatever the government says. They can't check it. Fill in the blank here. How many people did Israel kill? I don't know. It's a big lie. Rebecca Heinrichs addressed that too.
The things that he was shouting right before he took action to kill these innocent elderly people, it's the same kind of thing that you hear on college campuses across the country. Globalize the Intifada. I mean, and this came on the heels, by the way, of what I believe really is a blood libel, where you had the media erroneously reporting that the Israelis were shooting on innocent civilians at a humanitarian checkpoint to get food. And so if you have false reporting that makes it seem as though the Israelis are the ones shooting on innocent people, of course, you should expect to have an incitement of violence when you can see these protests across the country from college campuses and abroad. So it's a tinderbox.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, the Washington Post was still running the lie that 31 people were killed in southern Gaza. Didn't happen. It's fake. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it sounds good. Foments hate. They're the left. This is what they love. And off you go. Texture rates, no. A felony? Yes. Well, I know. That was the Joe Biden position. By the way, folks, coming up on the show, we're now finding out over the weekend why Fake Tapper was allowed to write that book. And it wasn't just so he could profit, although that's part of it. It's the beginning of the rewriting of the Democrat Party's history. They're going to try to sell the American people the idea that their administration, that last Democrat administration, Biden's administration, it would have been just like Trump's, really. Except Joe is just kind of senile. He did not mean to open the border, you see. He was confused, and it will never happen again if you elect him. No. And all the bad things that happened that seemed to be sort of like, you know, American hatred and destroying the economy. That was just Joe being confused. Don't worry, though. We'll do a much better job next time because we're just like Trump. I'll explain.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up. So Fake Tapper is running around telling everybody that he got it wrong on Joe Biden, but he wants to get it right now. How's this working out for CNN and Fake Tapper? Not so good. They've lost 25% of their audience in a month. Good job. That's what happens when you run around the country telling your audience, we got it totally wrong. We hoaxed y'all, morons. I mean, buy my book. This is fascinating, folks. Don't miss this moment, okay? Because there's a reason Fake Tapper is allowed to tell the truth right now. To understand it, you got to go back and look at this. Journalist Olivia Nuzzi had the rollout of her new show, Killed by Bloomberg, in punishment for telling the truth. This is what happens to you as a left-wing journalist if you tell the truth. They will wreck you. The New York Magazine reporter was the target of an online campaign by Democrats after she wrote, no, sorry, told the truth, there I fixed it, about efforts by Democrats to conceal Joe Biden's deteriorating condition in a July article called The Conspiracy of Silence to Protect Joe Biden. And she wrote about how those around him were running the show, and he wasn't. Now, this was after the debate, okay? But you were still not allowed to say true things. Not on the left. Semaphore reports that Bloomberg had planned a splashy rollout for Nuzzi's show, Working Capital, but abruptly canceled them after the article came out and Democrats demanded her firing for, of course, telling the truth, which you never do if you're in the Democrat media. I'm starting to think with a 25% decline in Tapper's show, by the way, the lowest ratings in 15 years for him this month, since he started promoting that book, I'm starting to think that, you know what? There's got to be something else going on here. And guess what? We found out what it was over the weekend. Why would Olivia Nuzzi be destroyed less than a year ago after the debates? Everybody knew Joe was senile by then, okay? Why would she be destroyed by saying what Fake Tapper is writing now, but Fake Tapper is being promoted? And even though it has caused a 25% decline in his ratings, a 15-year low, that's okay. What's going on here? Why are they doing this? And then it became clear. They're trying out the talking points, i.e. lies, for 2018. Oh, us, open borders? No, there's no open borders policy in the Democrat Party. It was just Joe Biden was so confused.
One of the things we discovered when we did this book, Original Sin, me and Alex Thompson, is there's a senator, Senator Bennett from Colorado, who went to an event in June 2024 where Biden seemed non-functioning, and he left that event, and this is in the book, thinking this is why our border policy, our immigration policy is such a mess. This guy can't manage the portfolio. There are competing groups within the administration, and he's not engaged for whatever reason, and that's why this policy is such a mess. And I know that the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, he thought there was going to be an order early on in the Biden years. Shutting down the border or at least providing more security. And the order never came. So people talk about what are the repercussions of Biden not being what we expect a president to be just in terms of functioning 100% of the time. This is one of those things. So I think calling it a policy might...
There we go. That's it. That's why this is being allowed. That's why a 25% decline in CNN's ratings is being allowed. He is testing the lies for 2028. Folks, have I not warned you they would do this? This is why I scream at Fox News hosts for the last few years. Stop lying. Stop lying and saying that our border is open because Joe Biden's incompetent. Stop it. That's a lie. It's lazy journalism, and it is a lie. And I would hear, because I listen to talk radio all over the country every day, I would hear talkers lying too. Well, Joe Biden screwed up the border. He's incompetent. No, he's not. He had a spectacularly competent presidency. He got more destruction done in 4 years than Barack Obama did in 8. It was all deliberate. No, it was just that Joe was confused. See, Democrats don't want open borders either. It was all an accident. And if you elect us, we never will sell off the border wall again for pennies on the dollar to keep it from being erected. I mean, we never will ever open the borders again, because Joe never meant to open the border. He did it. Or did he? Tell us again, Joe, because this was when he was running. What will you do if you're elected?
What I would do as president, uh-huh. I would in fact make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Okay. That's pretty definitive. Will anybody be deported, really, or you just let all the illegals stay?
By the way, nobody, and some of you are going to get mad at me with this, but nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days until we get through the point that we find out the only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country. Lastly.
Yeah, he was just confused. Sounds very confused there when he's running. See how fake Tapper is lying to you now? That's why he's being allowed to tell the truth about the lies they told in the past. It's to set up the big lie for 2028. We're not open borders party. It's just you're confused. We're all confused. By the way, here's Biden. There's protesters demanding, this is on the campaign trail, 2020, that he abolish ICE.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
Okay, so like, how about the wall, though? Was that an accident? You know, the part where we sold off millions of dollars a wall for pennies on the dollar so it couldn't be erected? Was that a...
Trump campaigned on build that wall. Are you willing to tear that wall down?
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
Seems pretty definitive to me. Let's see. What has always been Joe Biden's position on if he was elected? This was... he's talking about explaining to his friend, Chairman Xi, about how we need an unrelenting stream of illegal immigrants.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Okay, and you're going to do this how again?
What I would do as president, I would in fact make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people.
Yeah, you're not going to hear any of this from fake Tapper, who's literally lying to get you to buy his book. Now, what did Joe Biden say after this deliberate mass migration of illegal immigrant voters, future voters? This is him, remember, down in Mexico. Taking credit. He's so proud of opening the border.
This has been the greatest migration in all human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
Does he sound confused to you? Good. No, he's not. Oh, and here's Joe, once he was elected, inviting illegals to surge the border.
I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Surge them.
Where
okay.
A nation says, if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So that is why Fake Tapper has been allowed to tell the truth, even though it's costing CNN a 25% ratings drop. They have got to get the sheeple in the mindset of they're really like Trump on the border so they can get elected again and reopen it again. And then I guess pretend it was an accident again, because that's what they do. And then what? Fake Tapper will write a book 8 years later claiming it was all an accident again?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.